tears late at night in the back streets of the city. A white van pulls up alongside a stack of discarded furniture. A man steps out to admire one well-worn armchair. Too heavy to lift in one go, he separates the seat, and there, underneath, to his surprise, he discovers amidst the dust, crumbs, and coins, a $100 note. It's Blues Time from the dark recesses of Down Under Cyberspace at sablues.org, transmitted through the ether and downloaded to your mobile media device comes podcast 176. It is January 2013's edition of Blues Time. The good blues doctor Jerome Devendam's here, and from Auckland, New Zealand, introducing blues trio Heart Attack Alley. Blues with harmonica, stomp box, voodoo guitar, tambourine, and old-time vocals from their debut album, Living in Hell. It is the track, I got the blues hot. I got the blues hot blues.
Voodoo Rhythm Records presents the incredible, breathtaking, amazing Heart Attack Alley from Auckland, New Zealand, with their new album, Living in Hell!
Thank you. tracks. Coming on fast. Bring my baby, babe.
That's from his second album, Diamonds and Stones. Jake Lear, a Memphis resident who honed his blues credibility on Beale Street. Introducing Steinar Reknes, one of Norway's foremost jazz bassists. Fear not, blues lovers and jazz haters, on his album Stillhouse, he plays some engaging blues. He is joined by American harp player Mickey Raphael and also a variety of Norwegian vocalists. Put no stone on my head, no flowers on my tomb, with a gruff, somber, subdued version of the Gillian Welch song, here is Tear My Stillhouse Down.
prophet did I see that old copper kettle was the death of me.
Through life.
Hugo Race and his Fatalist collaborators, and that's from the album We Never Had Control. Low growling vocals, acoustic instruments, subtle electronica, all building up a dark and primitive landscape there. Now from his third studio album, I Love Hate You, here is one man swampy rock stomping blues explosion, Claude Hay.
I'm never win together.
Born and bred Jason Vivoni, along with the Billy Bats. The track, I Hear a Heartbeat, but not above the driving hill country blues and rockabilly infused with some vigorous rock and roll there. That's Jason Vivoni, along with the Billy Bats from their album Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. You are in the bathroom with SABlues.org. This Lather and Rinse is part of Podcast 176, the initial Blues Time podcast for 2013. The ancient Mayan long count calendar was right. It is a new epoch. This is Jerome Divendance in the bathroom cleaning up and spruiking the blues to see its longevity in this new cycle. From her fourth CD, Ask for the Moon, here is Detroit blues chanteuse Sean Murphy, and she is traveling down a mighty long road.
Ahead of me, I got a mighty long road way up on ahead of me, and it goes on forever. Where it ends is a mystery. If it wasn't for my baby, I think I'd lay right down. Doing without, I don't need no more abuse. Living from hand to mouth, I need to find a place where I can hang my hat and wear some pretty thing and lay right where my baby's at. We'll be right back.
tree. That's where my baby she lives. Way out in the country. That's where my baby she lives. In my barrel house, baby. Out in the street. She'll take you up, she'll take you down. You know I love that woman all around. She'll take you up, she'll get you down. You know I love my woman all around. You know I'm talking about my baby. I'll be
in the country, Denmark way. That's Danish blues quartet, Blues Overdrive. Checking out the paraphernalia in Dr. Dupree's love shop window. It's Stevie Dupree. Joining him is Texas outfit, the Delta Flyers. Here they are to tell you their broke up days are through.
Heart's been broken most every day. People get broke up in every way.
She's got a way with men, but she ain't got a way with Teresa James's man. The raunchy blues and soulful rhythms of Teresa James. From Texas to Los Angeles, and teaming up with the Rhythm Tramps, that's Teresa James from her 8th album, Come On Home. Introducing The Hushers, guitarist Cal Williams Jr., double bassist Corey Horwood, sultry Shantuzi Emily Davis, and on banjo Ben Timbers, along with Black Betty.
Took a train down to Tennessee, Georgia State Penitentiary. See, my man ain't gonna go free. That mother never meant that much to me. Oh, Black Betty, oh, oh, Black Betty, Bama land.
Singing about Black Betty. Black Betty, a 19th century folk song about, well, it could be a flintlock musket that goes bam-ba-lam. Some say it's about the black bottle whiskey of the borderlands. James Ironhead Baker recorded the first version and said it was about the bullwhip once used in US southern prisons. After the American Civil War, prisoners sang of Black Betty, the Black Maria, the penitentiary transfer wagon. I prefer the whiskey interpretation myself. Bambalam, here to confuse the matter even more with the lyrical depth of his songwriting, here is Melbournean singer-songwriter Nigel Wynn with a track from his latest album, Black Crow.
Eyes. Why grew to love that which I despise, I despise. Why won't become you? Oh, lifelines are too hard to come by, be wasted on you. Well, there were contrasts of love, frayed edge, and tempered steel. The only ones who knew the truth were those who forgot to feel. Born again out on the trail, gowned in the night, you know, that still never fails, never fails. Why won't become you? Oh, lifelines are too hard to come by, to be wasted on you. Then balancing a fine line on the tip of a ballpoint pen. The nights when you would look at me through those big black eyes, your emaciated face fading in the moonlight. Oh, my mother, why could we pretend that we knew who my daddy was and that you had a friend? I can remember how I ran when you started breathing. Now I know why. 'Cause those who neglect to live don't know how to die, how to die. Why won't become you? Oh, lifelines are too hard to come by, come by, come by, to be wasted.
Doorpost saying this land is condemned all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. Traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Heard a hoot owl singing, they were taking down the tents. The stars above them barren trees were his only audience. Charcoal gypsy maidens, they can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues like Grapevine Willie McTell. See them big plantations burning. Hear the cracking of the whips. Smell that sweet magnolia blooming. See the ghosts of slaver ships. There's a chain gang on the highway. I can hear them rebels yell. And I don't know one can sing the blues like my Willie McTell. Well, God is in his heaven. We all want what's his. But power and greed, corruptible seed, seem to be all that there is. I'm gazing out the window of the St. James Hotel. I don't know one can sing the blues like my Willie McTell. Blind Willie McTell.
Nobody could sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Giving the Bob Dylan song a bluegrass treatment there, that was The Barrel Jumpers. From Minnesota, here is pianist and singer-songwriter Scotty Bones Miller and the band. Let's have a listen to track 8, and from their latest album entitled Rise Up, the track When in Doubt.
Are you people searching for harmony? Trying to find a remedy when your troubles are close at hand. Well, you got to eat them best you can. When in doubt, when in doubt, you gotta reach out and touch his hand. Heaven the Father up above. Don't seem so clear. Just just keep on moving, moving ahead, resting when you need a friend. When in doubt, when in doubt, you gotta reach out and touch his hand.
The solemnity of the Stillhouse. Here once again is Norwegian bassist Steinar Reknes with the song Killing the Blues.
Thank you. to leave you, to go out on my own and get what I need to. You won't need to find what I already had. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud, killing.
Killing the Blues, written by Roland Rolly Sally, an American musician, songwriter and artist known to many as the bass guitarist and vocalist for Chris Isaak's band Silvertone. His best known tune, Killing the Blues, has been covered by John Prine, Chris Smither, Sean Colvin, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, and also by Steinar Reikner on his 2012 album Steelhouse. Podcast 176, January 2013's edition of Blues Time was produced by David Stokel and recorded in the Bowen Studio located in beautiful suburban Adelaide. Podcasts are made available for downloading at sablues.org, courtesy of South Australian Roots and Blues, in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997, and podcasting a mature mix of rich roots and blues music since 2005. This is Jerome Duvendan speaking.